What's up, Atlanta? How's everybody doing on a Wednesday? We got a little shorty show tonight. I'm with you till approximately 7:55. Adjust your clocks then, because we got Corky Kell Classic High School kickoff right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Not just tonight. How about the next two nights right here on 92.9 The Game? Love that. And our boys, Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker, coach, going to be on the call tonight. Looking forward to hearing from them as we kick off the high school football season here in the great city of Atlanta and the great state of Georgia. But we got to talk some pro ball. Oh, my. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. What a scene at Flowery Branch today. And our quarterback, that's right, that's my quarterback. My quarterback was in the middle of it. Michael Penix Jr. was scrapping. I don't know how much scrapping he actually did, but he was in the scrum. He was in the middle of the scrum. Day two, Titans got their front whooped yesterday at Flowery Branch, and they came out. Oh, they were talking. They were talking. And reports are Michael Penix didn't take none too kindly to what was being said directed at him specifically. And then we got to brawling. And offensive linemen, defensive linemen, there was a lot of big bodies, a lot of man meat in the middle of that pile. Hundreds, if not thousands of pounds, just getting after it. And that was the headline from today's practice. Falcons continue to look good. Penix continues to look good. But the story of the day from Flowery Branch is this skirmish involving QB1. Now, thankfully, nothing happened. There were no injuries. There were no broken bones. There was no reported tears to come from this fight. But they got after it. And I heard on Dukes and Bell, they were saying, you know, the idea of two-day joint practices might be a little much, because on that second day, things tend to go like they did today. You get a little chirpy, you get a little feisty. You know, in the NFL, it's one and done. There's no series in the NFL. You play 60 minutes, and you take your ball and go home. Because if it was any more than that, things might get a little personal out there, as they apparently did today with Michael Penix Jr. But I love it. Because that just goes along. Now, I don't love Michael Penix being involved in a skirmish. Get him out of there. But what I do love is this continued theme of a ramped up, high energy, high drama camp from the Falcons. From James Pierce Jr. to Jalen Walker to Matt Bergeron and everybody else getting involved. I love to see it. And so should you. I love this renewed exuberance, vibrant energy coming out of Flowery Branch. I love it, and I want to see that translate. And you know what? It translated to the first preseason game, and we'll see if it translates to the second preseason game, which will be right here again, coverage starting at 5 o'clock on Friday against the Titans on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I'm pumped. I love hearing this. Get after it. And from all accounts, Falcons won the week. Titans did have a bit of a bounce back today, but overall, we'll ask Myles Garrett coming up in 15 minutes. He was there on site, boots on the ground. We'll talk to Joe Patrick tomorrow. He was there on site, boots on the ground. We'll get you covered, pillar to post, as we always do. But from all accounts I've been reading, Falcons won this one, these joint practices. So we'll see what that means in terms of who plays on Friday, who doesn't. Michael Penix Jr. not expected to play. Kirk Cousins still up in the air. We also got an update potentially on Darnell Mooney. We'll let you hear that as well. But Michael Penix Jr. did take to the mic after the game, and this is what he said about the skirmish that occurred today at Flowery Branch.
Competitive, threw a deep pass. They had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave my words, and Just went a little bit too far. I don't know. I was somebody else. I don't really remember. That's not something that we want to be doing in practice. We want to get our reps in, you know, get that good work in. But it went how it went. But to see the team have my back and they were there, make sure they protect me. A lot of guys asked me if I was good, and it was good to know that those guys got my back. So I don't know where I was at in it. It was a lot of people. I know I was down there somewhere. I wasn't the only one, though.
It looked like when everything was calming down, you kind of didn't mind going over and giving them a few more words, and the teammate kind of held you back.
Nah, I really don't remember what happened. That was somebody else out there.
They were so used to seeing you like calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes. So.
That's me. I don't know what that was.
I like it. Let the big dog eat, man. If QB1's going to run like that, you know what's going to happen? The rest of the team is going to follow suit. And they did. Everybody was out there. Matthew Bergeron, who I don't think I've ever seen tweet in my entire life, tweeted out today, "That's my quarterback." That's right. That's Money Mike. That's Money Mike. That's the real Money Mike right now. He's about to steal that nickname, although Harris has been playing a lot better of late, so that's not fair. But he was Money Mike today. He was also talking about, "Hey, man, I've never been in the middle of a scuffle like that before."
I don't remember. I'll tell you, I don't be remembering. Like, it's just these. I don't know who that is. I don't remember, to be honest.
What's it like to have that?
I don't think I had that on the field before. I never had that situation on the field before.
Yeah, that's kind of
not on the field. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, again, there were shots being called, names being called, and Penix said enough is enough, and that was it, and you love it. Now, that should be it. This shouldn't be a repeated pattern that we undergo here from Michael Penix Jr. I'm glad we got it. It inspired the team, and hopefully that continues on Friday. He was also asked about Kirk Cousins and their relationship going on throughout camp.
Well, it's been great. Like, he knows a lot. Like, he's seen a lot, you know, in his 13 years of playing. And, you know, he's definitely somebody who I can ask questions to. And he's always there quick to respond and, you know, give me his insight and what he's seen in the past and how I could operate at a high level to go out there and be successful. So he's been great for not just me, but his team as well. He's been a great leader. So
one more before we get out of here. And that's good to hear. And, again, that's been the consistent messaging from everyone involved, that Kirk is playing ball, he's doing what he needs to do. And if he continues to do that, that'll be all the more things that other teams will want to see in terms of a potential trade. Last one from Cousins here, from Penix. He says, "I don't think about my previous injury history when I go out there and play ball."
Yeah, man, I don't really focus on it no more. Like I talked about it before, like in my past, like 2021 was a tough season for me because I was thinking about injuries. I wasn't able to play at a high level because that's something where my mind was, and I wasn't able to, you know, play at the level that I wanted to. But now it's like, man, I've been injured 4 times. I just pray, trusting my faith and trust that God's gonna protect me. I go out there and have fun because at any moment it could be my last play. You know, and that's for anybody. That's the game that we play. We know it comes with a lot, but we all love it. That's why we do it each and every day, and that's why I'm gonna continue to do it each and every day.
He's right. You can't think about it because if you do, then you stutter step here, stutter step there. And that's the difference between a touchdown and an interception. So that's the skinny of what was going down at Falcons practice today. We'll get even more inside look coming up here in less than 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as Miles Garrett of Fox 5 TV was at practice today. He'll join me next. We'll speak with Joe Patrick tomorrow. So plenty, all the Falcons coverage you need, fit to print. Right here, or fit for radio, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 7:55.